Welcome to episode 414 of the Official Game Stitch Podcast. I'm Ryan Walton, and as always, I'm joined by Dan Reamer.
414 is kind of a mouthful to say, huh?
Yeah, the mouthfeel wasn't good. Didn't rehearse it, and as soon as I got to it, I didn't like it at all.
Yeah, it almost sounds like you're stuttering.
Yeah.
Right?
414.
414.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
If I had practiced, I would have known that I should have went with 414.
Right.
Which has a good mouthfeel.
You know that now, but we're not starting over.
Mm-mm. It's hit that one time, though.
414?
See, that feels good.
It does. That is.
414. What's that? Milwaukee?
Also an area code in Milwaukee, I believe.
Shout out to Milwaukee. Never given one of those out ever. Not shout outs, but to Milwaukee specifically.
Gotcha. I knew what you meant.
Okay. I didn't know if people knew.
Welcome to the 414.
Yeah, because we give a lot of shout outs. We don't talk about Milwaukee ever.
We don't. You ever notice how weird it is that like some areas of the country, like they go by their area code? They like refer to themselves by the area code, and other places don't.
Nashville does a lot. You'll hear like the 615.
Yeah, it seems to be. Yeah, it's odd.
Atlanta, I think, does. Like apparently, Milwaukee does.
Apparently, Milwaukee does too.
Yeah, because it's 414 everywhere. They got a face mask with it on there.
Mm-hmm. If you want one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it just depends on how it rolls off the tongue when you say it.
If you don't want to nail yourself down to where you live, what's your area code?
585.
Do you rep that? Is that a thing?
No, I don't. I've never repped a zip code. I don't even. There's people over here that live here that also reference like the west side and the east side, and I'm like, you guys are stupid. Okay.
Do they have a different zip or a different?
No, it's the same zip code, but
same area code.
Same area code, but it's like, okay, it's Rochester.
Where do they draw the imaginary line? You don't have to get specific, but I mean, are they just
Main
is
Street of
agreed
Rochester?
Upon?
Main Street of Rochester is what's considered.
Okay, so everybody agrees on the imaginary line.
Yes, everybody agrees on the imaginary line. The east side is considered to be more. In everybody's head, the east side is considered to be more affluent.
Uppity. Mm-hmm.
And the west side is considered to be more like gangster, I guess.
Oh, that's not what I thought you were going to say.
Like poorer.
That's what I thought you were going to say.
You know, less affluent.
Right.
Considered to be harder, tougher. That's what I mean by gangster.
I would live in the hard part.
A little tougher, a little, you know. The problem is there's both on either side, so that doesn't work. Because it's not like this is, you know, like New York City.
Right.
Or Chicago.
Now, you know this because you lived here, but there are two ways to refer to where you live in Clarksville. You either give the zip code or you give the exit that you're off
of. The exit is the most common.
Yeah.
I remember when we first moved there, and actually I was wrong about where the line is. I was thinking of something different. I was thinking of East Main and West Main. It's the Genesee River. That's the line.
Okay. It does in fact cut it right in half.
Yeah.
Yeah, so around here you'll say, people are like, where do you live? And you'll say exit 11.
Mm-hmm. That's, yeah.
Because you don't want to be too specific with somebody, but you want them to know which side of town you're talking about.
Yeah. Yep.
So you either live on exit 1, exit 4, exit 8, or exit 11.
I was an exit 8-er.
Yeah, which is weird because I don't know that places do that, but they do that here.
That's the only place I've ever known it to be done.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Gerald? The only place.
I'm a downtowner.
Oh, Gerald, producer Gerald's here too. Yeah, you're weird because you're not close to any exits.
No, you're yeah.
Do people say that, downtowner?
No.
No.
I literally never heard anyone refer to it as that.
You're more
but you're
of
tough.
A, like a Riverview, right?
Riverside.
Riverside?
Yeah.
That's how I would describe that. I think that's usually what you say, right?
Yeah, usually downtown or Riverside.
You're getting that epic visitor center or whatever it is.
Oh, they're putting up the
stupid
one?
Thing.
They're building a giant event center.
Yep.
Where?
Downtown.
I understand downtown. Where do they have room downtown to build the giant?
Adjacent from the bus stop.
Right down on Riverside?
No, it's on. It's downtown.
It's actually downtown.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
It's going to be pretty big.
Where in relation to the courthouse?
Right down the corner. Right around the corner.
Right around the corner?
Like, yeah. Yeah, it's...
right here.
Fair enough.
So far they've just broken ground.
Okay.
Or doing dirt work, I should say.
So here's College Street's up north.
Mm-hmm.
It's right around here.
Okay.
But they had that whole chunk, though.
Oh, they got all of it, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's right where that Riverview Inn that was.
Yeah, I was going to say. So that's just a couple blocks from the hotel.
I mean, it's across the street.
It's going to be part of the Riverview Inn parking lot's going to be part of this thing.
Gotcha. Yeah, okay.
Riverview is closed.
It closed?
Yeah, because they're remodeling it because of this.
Yeah. That hotel looks like someone was murdered there.
It does. It looks like everyone's been murdered there.
This week, right.
It always looked like everyone had been murdered there.
It looked like someone got murdered there right now. It's been closed for a while, so hopefully it'll be nice when they finish. But yeah, that's a thing. I don't know. No one wanted to hear that for sure.
I guarantee it.
Do you see the arrow on the screen? Can you see it? Where it says Greenwood?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, see, I live right over here.
I know where you live, Gerald.
Now everybody else does, too.
Or I know what area you live in.
Now everybody else does. Mm. Look at that weird horseshoe.
I know. Is that the Cumberland?
Yep. Yeah. Welcome to Map Talk. Dan, Ryan, and Gerald. We just pull up a random area and look at the map satellite.
Look at the map and talk about it.
Yeah. You know, it started as a joke, but as I got more into that, I thought not the worst idea we've ever had. We've had worse. Yeah.
Just random areas in the United States.
You just send us your zip code and we just critique it based strictly off of the Google Maps.
Yeah, we could do that.
We decide everything about your area.
I'd be down with that. Yep.
Yeah. It's not the worst idea we've ever had.
I just noticed my hair is super fucked.
Nobody can notice that but you and I.
I know. That's probably what happens when I just wake up and come do the podcast.
Got up at 5 this morning.
Oh, lucky you.
Nope. Nope, not the opposite of how luck works.
Yeah, that was sarcasm, in case you didn't pick up on it.
If you like Map Talk, though, let us know.
Yeah, do that.
Let us know. Be an easy one to do, and also we could just share the video of the map as Gerald scrolls around. Did you bring a backup drink? Because you just killed that one.
Oh, yeah, I got a backup.
Okay. So you started to try to tell us a story before we started recording about something that happened at Lowe's, and I stopped you because I didn't want to hear about it until we were recording.
We were talking smart home stuff.
Yep.
So I had to go to Lowe's to pick up some stuff because I'm painting a room here in my home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wandering around and I'm looking at stuff, you know, because I always go to the clearance sections, look around, see what's on sale.
Yeah.
And I happened to notice that Lowe's has the Lenovo smart clock on sale for $24.95.
Mm-hmm. That's the one that looks like the little alarm clock.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Built-in Google Assistant.
Right.
I'm like, If I were to get this,
I know that.
Where would I put this? Because I really don't have a spot right now for for something like that.
Right.
And I'm like, where would I put it? So the moral of the story is I ended up talking myself out of it yesterday.
Ooh, I don't like that.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to pick it up tomorrow.
There you go. I like that better.
And I still don't have a place to put it.
Now, did you check? Because sales a lot of times start on Sunday.
It's through the 31st.
Okay.
I did.
You're going to buy it if you check to see what date it ended. You don't give a shit if you're not going to buy something on what date the sale ends. Because a lot of times I will do this thing where I say, if that's still on sale tomorrow, I'll get it knowing it won't be.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll save myself. That's a fucking good price. Like, I'm thinking about getting it.
Apparently, it's $25 everywhere right now. A lot of people running sale on this thing.
Oh, it's $25 off. I like that it looks like a clock.
Well, and that's...
What about besides your bed?
Well, yeah, I know that. But right now, I mean, my phone's right there. I have my, you know, I already have a Google Mini there.
You put that somewhere else.
I know, but now I got to figure out where to put that. It's just, it creates a whole conundrum worth of problems. But the thing is, it's kind of nice having that clock. I don't need that clock. I've done fine without a clock for years, but it's kind of nice to have that clock.
Yeah. You say you've done fine, but I would argue that you could be doing better than fine.
I just need to be content. You just want me to buy shit. That's all.
Yeah. What's helped me now is that, because I want to get new Echo Dots and everything and all that stuff all the time, I know that I can at least give my stuff to Gerald.
Right. See, I have none of that because I have nobody who's into this stuff.
Yeah. I could just give my stuff to him and then he can figure out what to do with it.
And my wife will be like, well, we already have this. And I'm like, yeah, but this is the new one. And that doesn't fly with her a whole lot.
It's better.
And it just becomes an unnecessary conversation. So some things are just easier.
Well, speaking of unnecessary conversations, unnecessary purchase, I picked up another camera this week.
Did you?
I picked up the Nest indoor IQ camera. For a
where'd you pick that steal. Puppy up at?
Got it at the Dirt Cheap.
Nice.
For $60.
It's usually $200, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nice.
It is shrink wrapped and unopened. And I went there just looking. So they had one there, and so here's the thing. That store, for no one, anyone that's ever been in there, they bring everything in at 40% and they slowly tick it up to 90% off.
Mm-hmm.
So when I was there the other day, the electronics are behind the counter. You have to get somebody. It's super annoying. But they had a Nest camera. I was buying something else and I said, hey, can I see that Nest camera? And she said, it's broken. And this is a no refund, all sales are final place.
Right.
I said, what's broken about it? She said, a guy hooked it up here and the screen is busted.
Oh, you told me this.
Yeah, so I'm like, all right, whatever.
I don't know if you told us on here or not, but you talked about it needs to be hooked up to Wi-Fi or you won't get anything through.
There's no way.
It.
Yeah, there's no way that they checked it.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to cause a scene.
Because everything runs through Wi-Fi.
Because she wouldn't give it to me. So I was sitting around thinking, like, I bet she wouldn't give it to me because I bet someone's coming to buy it. Shout out to the person that works at Dirt Cheap if they're listening to.
Right.
And I'm probably way off base here, but this is the theory I've spun.
Okay.
She wouldn't give it to me because someone's coming to buy it.
Mm.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to buy that broken camera because that's how I get in my head.
Right.
Because I don't believe it's broken.
Because it's not broken.
So I go down there. Broken camera's gone because it was never broken.
Right.
Someone else is at home enjoying it. I'm like, son of a bitch. But then I look up in the corner and I see another one and that one's wrapped. So I was buying something else I'll talk about in a second. She came over and I was the same girl who didn't want to let me see the broken one. And I said, can I see that camera? And she said, it's broken. And I said, it's wrapped. And she goes, oh, I thought we had one that was broken. So now I can't tell if she truly thought that was broken or if she's still selling that same lie or if she just wanted me to agree to it. But she brought it to me, and they have an app that you use to scan a QR code, and it tells you what percentage it is off and what the price is.
Okay.
I scan it. It won't tell me how much it is. I'm like, it's going to be 40% off, and I'm not going to pay that for one. Because right. They start with, like, the original retail price, so they have it listed for $300 or something stupid.
Right.
So I was like, can you tell me how much that is off? And she's like, let me go to the register. So she goes over the register. She comes back. She goes, it's 90% off. I was like, yeah, well, I fucking want to get that.
Yeah, you do.
For sure. The other thing I bought was the Elite strap for the Oculus Quest 2 because it sells very high on eBay or wherever. So I got the Quest Elite strap that comes with a carrying case and the battery, like extra battery adapter. And so that was $70, but they've been selling for over $200 on eBay.
Okay, that's all right.
So here's what I did. I got the camera for free.
Right.
I'll make a little change, plus I got the camera for free.
Right. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, so that was good.
You got more?
Well, I do, but it's not smart home related.
Okay. Go ahead, finish up.
Are you going back to smart home?
No.
Okay.
Kind of.
I don't know what to do with that camera. That's where I started. I didn't really have a need for that camera. I could sell it, but I want to keep it.
Right. Plus, it was 60% off, so.
90% off, $60.
90% off.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah.
I also got a PS5.
You did?
I did.
Where'd you find one?
So, I didn't. So, I'll tell this story, too. I've been actively trying to get one, but not insane.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I see somebody's going to have one, I try to get one.
Mm-hmm.
So, friend of the show, Patman, sent me a text and said, hey, to me and friend of the show, Marshall 205, and said, hey, Walmart's or Best Buy's going to have them. They're going to release them in waves. Supposed to have a pretty good stock of them. Tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time. So, I'm like, all right, let's do this. You know, so I've got my computer in front of me. You know, I'm getting it added to my cart, but I can't check out.
Mm-hmm.
Just having a lot of issues. Friend of the show, Marshall 205, is trying to get one for me, too. Friend of the show, Patman, trying to get one for another buddy of his.
Okay.
So we're trying. Everybody's frustrated. Everybody's getting to the cart. And then he texts and is like, oh, sweet, I got one. Friend of the show, Patman.
Patman did?
I'm like, and so for those that don't know, this is his third one. He's not a reseller. He got one for him, one for his girlfriend. I'm putting his business out here. And then this one for his buddy. So he's been able to secure three of them. I can't get one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So we keep trying. It finally goes to sold out, and I'm frustrated. And he texts me and says, hey, in an hour, Walmart's going to have them at 2 o'clock. Eastern, mm-hmm. 1 o'clock your time. I'm like, you know, I don't even know if I have the energy to keep trying this. Because if you've tried to get one, it's just refreshing pages.
Right.
And getting errors and reloading pages and getting errors and F5, and it gets right. old. So I replied, and I think I said something like, I don't even know if I have the energy to do it again. And then Howard's like, just keep trying. Just get one. Because he wants me to have one more than I want to have one.
Right.
And I was like, all right, we'll see what happens. So I'm on Walmart. Clicks over to 1 o'clock. It goes from coming soon to out of stock.
Mm, immediately.
I'm like, well, okay. Thanks, bots. That was fun. I thoroughly enjoyed that. So I text the group and I said, hey, out of stock already. And Howard said, yeah, mine too. And then Patman goes, I got you one.
Jesus.
So he was able to get four of them. So he might be a bot. I don't know.
He might be a bot.
I talked to him. He talks back, but he might be a bot.
I mean, I've chatted with him too. I know, but yeah, he may be a
So here's the thing. It's coming mid-January. But, I can sigh relief. I don't need it now.
Right.
You know, because now I know it's coming. Now I can try to help somebody else get one or whatever, but I'm good.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nice. You know, it's coming. So he texted me yesterday and was like, hey, they updated the shipping date. Sorry. And I'm like, oh, fuck. Now it's going to be even later, but that's fine. You know, it's still coming. They sent it to me. Updated it for December 21st.
Oh.
So allegedly, I'll have it tomorrow.
Allegedly. Nice.
And Walmart wouldn't let him change his shipping address, but he was able to pay through FedEx, so it's being shipped directly here.
All right.
Yeah, so we don't have to do any kind of funny work.
Nice.
To get it here, and I'll just send him the money. And so the good news is I'm on vacation from the 23rd all the way till the 4th. So it may line up where I actually have it and have time to play it.
That'll be all right.
Yeah, so that was good, too. It's been a real up-and-down week.
I have stopped completely. I am just going to now wait for them to just be in stores.
Yeah.
I don't want to fuck with any of that shit anymore. I'm done.
I was kind of to that point.
I'm at that point. I'm past that point. I'm not.
But this was a situation where I was sitting in front of a computer anyways because I was working.
Right. See, so I don't do that.
Yeah. So if it's like that, I don't mind trying. But I've not been. I mean, I've been giving like 50% effort, I'd say. It's probably why I didn't have one.
See, like, I know the Best Buy and Walmart stuff, like, I got all that, too. Yeah. GameStop also had a small stock. I didn't even bother with any of it. Nope.
Yeah.
I'm just going to wait till they're available in stores for everyone.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's, if you can wait, I think that's probably the way to go. That's just, like I said, I was already in front of a computer, and then I didn't even get it anyway, so.
Right. I mean, you didn't have to do anything, essentially.
To be honest, if anybody wants one, and you know friend of the show, Patman, you maybe should reach out to him.
Yeah, no kidding.
Because he's really good at it, apparently.
Yeah.
Like, I texted him back and said, you clearly know something I don't. I'm pretty tech savvy, right? I can handle my way around a browser.
Not like him, apparently.
No, not like him.
He's got that good internet.
No, that's not even what happened. One of them, he got off his phone.
Yeah.
He can't be trusted.
He's part of Skynet.
I should put out there, he's not for hire, though.
He's not for hire. He has a job.
He's not for hire. He won't get you one, but if you know him, he will get you one, apparently.
Yeah.
So, shout out to him. And shout out to Howard for trying so hard to get me one. He has not missed a restock anywhere trying to get me one.
I can't. He wants you to have one so bad, huh?
Yeah. And now allegedly it's going to happen. So.
All right. Lucky you.
Yeah. So that's got a cheap camera. Got a thing. Here's the thing with that Oculus strap. I bought it to resell. Going to hold on to it till after Christmas in the event someone bought me an Oculus too.
Are you hoping someone did? Did you ask for one?
I didn't ask for one.
Okay.
Wouldn't be upset if I opened one.
No, I understand. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I get it.
Like, not needing one, but if I have one, be pretty cool.
Yeah, I hear you.
Didn't put it on any kind of list, but if I do, I got an accessory pack for it.
That's right.
And if I didn't, I'll make my money back off of the... It'll all be fine. There's no way to go wrong here. Here's so people will get them for Christmas, and then they'll need that accessory kit, which you can't find, which is why it's higher than it costs new already.
Right.
It's a win-win.
So you got the hookup either way.
I think so.
That's essentially how it works. It's win-win.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I get it. So my purchase isn't quite as cool as that, but I think I talked about it a little bit last week, but immediately upon ending the podcast, I purchased Cyberpunk through Stadia so I could get my free Stadia.
But so at the time, that's a bad idea. But now I'm like, that was probably a good idea also.
It was a great idea.
Because we're going to talk about it, but that's probably also where you should play Cyberpunk.
We will get into it. You're right. But I can tell you that from experience, well, I'll talk about it when we get there.
But that's, there may be a need for you to have.
I've decided it was a good, especially if you consider what I'm going to do essentially is probably take the PS4 version and trade it in.
Well, you can return it
to GameStop where I bought it.
I think so. If they don't offer you a refund, I think CD Projekt. We'll talk about it. That launch is not great, and I don't want to be just another show that's railing on that game. That's not the point. Mm-hmm. And I pulled some news stories about it that I don't even know if we're going to talk about. But the game is broken on the old gen.
And here's the thing: is last week I told you I had played a couple hours. I guess we're kind of getting into the news now, so go ahead with it.
I pulled three stories, but they're really just for us to have stuff to look. Basically, Sony removed it from the store, the PlayStation 4 storefront. You can't buy the game digitally right now, and they are offering refunds outside of CD Projekt Red. Like, Sony is personally offering refunds, which means that Sony loses money as well.
And it should be noted that Microsoft now has a disclaimer that says the on the Xbox, Xbox One set that basically says, look, this game isn't going to run like it's supposed to run. Yeah, you're buying it at your own detriment.
And I do believe that Xbox is also issuing refunds but has not removed it.
Yes, they have not removed it. They have just issued that disclaimer.
And I think that there are stipulations for refunds all the way around. CD Projekt Red has said, if you'd like a refund and your retailer won't offer you one, we will offer you one.
Yep. So I may do that.
But which is where I think you can get your money back, and I think you have a super playable version on Stadia. So it ended up being a smart move. But at the time, it was not a smart move.
At the time, it was still kind of a smart move.
No, you didn't need that.
I didn't need that. No, you're right.
But you got a Chromecast Ultra out of the deal.
Yes, for free.
I think that's a good controller.
That is a good controller. I like the controller. It's a good controller. I like that it's rechargeable.
Yeah,
that's huge. Yeah. Amazon.
You know, I got mixed feelings about it. I want it to be chargeable, but I also like batteries.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if I want to I can just pop batteries in there. I can play wherever, whenever. But if I don't have a charger.
That's true. I didn't think of that. But because, right now, I mean, I just have it in my room, though. But my problem is now I need a new TV. Now I need a 4K TV for my room.
Obviously.
Because I have the Luna in here and I have the Stadia in here.
That free Stadia turned into a very expensive purchase.
Actually, what I'm actually considering is I'm actually just considering getting like a 27 inch, like good monitor.
And just that Samsung curved one.
hooking and just hooking the Chromecast and the Luna up to that.
Yeah.
So anyway, I got my Stadia. I got it set up, hooked it. That thing came super fast. Google shipping. You guys are awesome.
Yep.
Hooked it up. Started playing Cyberpunk. I told you last week that I had played about 15, that I'd played about an hour or two of Cyberpunk, I think, when we talked. Mm-hmm. Hadn't run into any major problems. I go to play Sunday. I turn it on. There's a few bugs. I'd heard about the bugs at this point. This is before everything had gotten to where
it blew up.
Few bugs. I'm like, well, I mean, you know, a few frame rate issues. Nothing that truly concerns me. All of a sudden, boom, blue screen.
Not good.
Oh, there's a problem. The application quit working. Okay. Whatever. This happens on some games that I played before. Not a big deal.
Yeah, it's happened. Right. That game's crashed.
I turn it. So I have to start the game over, go through the ridiculously long load times.
Oh, you had to start. You didn't have to start your save file over. You had to start like.
I had to start the game. I had to restart the game. Okay. I didn't have to start the game over.
I was like, holy shit.
No, none of that. So I'm playing 20 minutes in, boom, blue screen. I'm like, what the fuck, man? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Because remember, this is Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
Before everything got elevated. So I restart it. Same thing. Play for about an hour. Boom, blue screen. I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. At this point, I had already ordered Stadia and everything. Because I mean, I think I text you guys like immediately after, I'm pretty sure. Yes, last week that, okay, it's ordered. So I go on Monday, get home from work, gonna settle in, play some Cyberpunk. Fired up, got some bugs in it, going through. About 40 minutes in, boom, blue screen. I'm like, all right. Yeah, last chance. Nope. I'm done. Immediately switch over to Assassin's Creed Valhalla. Play that all week until my fucking Stadia controller gets here. And then I start Cyberpunk over.
Yeah. So I thought when you first did it, I'm like, he shouldn't have bought that, which I think that a lot. It's easy for me to think that about other people because I never think that about me. Mm-hmm. But then when all of it came out, I'm like, you look like a genius. Because in theory, you get your money back for this one in full, and you actually have a playable version of the game that you wanted to play to start with, and a reason now to have the Stadia.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So this is one of those deals I was talking about, like with that clock, where like I kept telling myself, if it's still there tomorrow, I'll do it, because I didn't need a second Stadia. And I didn't want to play Cyberpunk, so I just kept telling myself, like, if it's still there, and then when producer Gerald texted and said the deal's over, I'm like, oh, well, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm like pissed at myself, even though I like talked myself out of it each and every day.
Right.
I wish I had gotten it.
And I was the exact opposite. I immediately just boom, went for it.
Yeah. I wish I had gotten it.
And I can tell you, I'm almost caught up to where I was in the Stadia version.
Now, have you been fairly bug free as that game gets?
It is a completely different experience.
Yeah, that's what I understand.
Playing on Stadia. Load times are... I haven't had a load time over 10 seconds.
Yeah. For those not familiar with Stadia, you're playing a PC version, but you're playing it through a server.
Yes.
So it is a PC build of that game, which is apparently the way to play it.
I have not had a... And it's... I have not had a single... I haven't even come across really any bugs.
Yep.
Nothing that... That doesn't mean they're not there. I just didn't notice them. It may be that tiny. I don't know. Game hasn't shut down once, which is, you know, great as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Completely different experience playing it on Stadia than it was on the PS4. You're right. I didn't need it. I am so happy that I ended up picking up that deal.
What do you think of the interface of the Stadia?
The interface is... Man, there's a lot to do.
Yeah, I don't mind it, but it's different.
Like, the interface itself on the TV
mm-hmm.
is fine. the way you have to do everything is through the phone.
What do you mean? To set it up?
Set it up, buy stuff. You can't buy stuff on.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go in, buy it, wait it to load up here. I guess it doesn't take any time.
I don't think about it because I go ahead and click the store anyways because I'm always checking to make sure they didn't put up any new free games. So.
Right.
Did you do the pro? It comes with a month of it, right?
I did sign up for my free month. It's something I'll probably end up keeping.
Yeah, I think it's 10 bucks a month.
I'll probably end up keeping it. But my problem is a lot of the free games that they're giving, I'm just not interested in.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a few there that I think I'll try. But there's nothing there that's like, man, I really want to try this game. It's, you know. It's a way to play Cyberpunk.
I wish Google and Amazon didn't hate each other because I think Amazon got the way that you buy games right, and I think Stadia really got the controller and some of the interface stuff right.
And and I can already tell you from playing both Luna and Stadia that Stadia servers are much more stable than Amazon's at this point.
They've had good luck out of both of those so far.
Now, Luna, it's not bad, but
I am
I can see the differences, especially in I now have I moved one of my Wi-Fi discs closer to my to the setup, and Amazon still has some moments where it's not picking up enough Wi-Fi to do what it needs to do, and the wireless connectivity issues things come up or whatever, network connectivity issues. I haven't had a single one of those on Stadia. My feeling is that it's not my Wi-Fi. My feeling is that it is Amazon's servers. And Amazon's still in early access.
Yeah, they're a lot newer.
They're a lot newer. Google has had time to.
They've been out for almost a year.
This. Right. So I do. I understand that.
Yeah. So before we get too far from Cyberpunk, there's 6,000 stories out there about how broken this game is, again, on PS4 and Xbox One.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also stories that are, you know, you have employees at CD Projekt Red asking how this game got published.
Yes.
There is finger pointing all the way around.
Yep.
Like most things, I would tell you that the truth probably lies somewhere in the middle of what you're hearing from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that people didn't know it was broken.
They just didn't tell people.
Yeah, they had to have known. I think Sony's statement that they made, which I didn't pull it here, but Sony basically came outright and said, hey, we do our best to make sure games that are on our store are of the quality that we expect, and we're sorry, so we're offering refunds. And that's pretty damning.
Right. And the thing is it's kind of shitty because Sony is like basically backing off and saying, look, CD Projekt Red kind of screwed everybody on this. We get it. But Sony has a very... Yes, sir. Yeah. They have a very... not complicated. What's the word I'm looking for? I can't think. Involved. A very involved certification process.
Yeah,
the indie games have to pass.
It passed on Xbox as well.
Yeah. And
so then you have to wonder if...
You know, Cyberpunk either... They decided it was a big enough game and they were going to rake in some money, so they were going to overlook that, sir. Mm-hmm. Or it got missed and they just didn't do it. So Sony and Microsoft aren't blameless in this.
No, and here's the deal. A lot of people are saying it was Cyberpunk or CD Projekt Red. So they self-published this through their publishing arm. I want to be clear about that. So it doesn't seem like we're not blaming the publisher. They are the publisher, which is also how you know they didn't have to put the game out when they did.
Right.
But they did because they have shareholders. It's complicated, right? They answer to the shareholders.
Mm-hmm.
It is a publicly traded company in Poland. It's a nasty situation. They knew that game was broke. They should have canceled it on the old gen and just put it out on new gen and released it later when it was ready.
That's what it's looking like. It's looking like it probably should have been canceled for last gen and released new gen only, next gen only.
So a lot of people saying it was a money grab, but here's the deal. They made all of their development budget and all of their marketing budget they broke totally even just on pre-orders alone.
Yes.
So it wasn't about the money because they were already making killer money. And then there's all these stories out now about how the shareholders, now the board members, lost $1 billion basically overnight when the stories came out about how broken it was. Also, don't feel bad for them. You know, the real loser here are the people who spent 8 years making this game, because they didn't make a broken game. It won't run on that hardware.
Right. Essentially what it is there is, I really got, I don't know why I've done it with this story. I usually don't get into the technical stuff so much, but I went really deep into the technical side of this story this week. And essentially, the PS4 and the Xbox One, those models, they don't have the RAM to actually cover what needs to be done on screen at any given moment, essentially. There is too much information going on in Cyberpunk for your PlayStation 4 and your Microsoft Xbox Ones to actually process and be able to function. That's what the shutdowns are from. That's what's causing the shutdowns. And how that got missed by everybody is not a question to be asked, because it didn't get missed.
Yeah, well, that's what they here's where
I'm pretty sure they understood what was going to be happening.
It's where the finger pointing begins, because again, they say that it has never been playable. They knew it wasn't playable.
Right.
And it released anyways. Mm-hmm. You know, here's the deal. It's a extremely bad look, because I bet they didn't go through CERC the same way. I bet they didn't go through the hassles the way everyone else does. Mm-mm. Because they're CD Projekt Red, they make excellent games, and they have become a studio that is, I mean, people put them on a pedestal.
Right.
And I'm not saying they shouldn't be, but this is what happens, right? People talk shit about Nintendo all the time. Nintendo doesn't put out broken games.
They do not. You are correct.
And they're slow, and they use the same IP all the time, and it is what it is. And I've yet to read a story this week that doesn't have the Miyamoto quote in there. But it's right. He says a delayed game is eventually good, but a rush game is forever bad.
Yeah, it's not wrong.
And I think that's what Nintendo does. Like, this version didn't need to come out. You still could have released the next gen. It is what it is. I know you can't find those consoles. It fucking sucks.
There is some problems on next gen too, apparently.
Right, but nothing. It's not unplayable.
Nothing like PS4 and Xbox One though.
And so it's just a bad situation. And I feel super bad for people who bought the game. There are people who are going to unwrap that for Christmas, and it's not playable.
Mm-hmm. And that's going to suck.
That sucks. Because parents don't know that it's not playable.
Exactly.
Little Bobby put it on their Christmas list, didn't alter that Christmas list, and now he's going to get Cyberpunk that won't work in his PS4. Here's the kicker. Here's where it gets even more shitty. Because, like I said, they are offering refunds. Sony and Microsoft are right now. But, you know, some people like Dan bought his digitally. Well, CD Projekt Red says, if your original retailer won't refund you, then we'll help you with this. Email us at helpmerefund@cdprojektred.com through December 21st.
Mm-hmm.
By Monday. So all the little bobbies that open it for Christmas are fucked.
Right. Anybody who gets it for Christmas is screwed.
Unless your retailer does something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. Look, you messed up. Own up to it. Anyone that wants their money back should get it back.
Yep.
Now, you have a way to see what they did on the back end. If they somehow managed to play all the way through that game, maybe they don't deserve a refund. But if they did, they've had to struggle. So I say still give them their money back.
Yeah, there was a fight involved with going. If they got through it on a PS4 or Xbox One, there was definitely a struggle involved. It was not just playing through the game.
Sony statement says SIE strives to ensure a high level of customer satisfaction. Therefore, we will begin to offer a full refund for gamers who have purchased Cyberpunk 2077 via the PlayStation Store. SIE will also be removing Cyberpunk 2077 from the PlayStation Store until further notice. Mm-hmm. Once we have confirmed that you purchased Cyberpunk 2077 via the PlayStation Store, we will begin processing your refund. Please note, completion of the refund may be based on your payment method and financial institution. This is unprecedented.
Yeah.
For a game of this magnitude.
Uh-huh.
It is insane. I've never seen anything like this. And this is what people will remember CD Projekt Red by until something else happens.
Right. And that's, you know, with Witcher, with the Witcher games, CD Projekt, and with Vampire even, this is the biggest, the best example of the old adage that when you do good, no one remembers. When you do bad, no one forgets. Because CD Projekt Red, we've talked about them in the past, about how awesome they are and how cool they are, and they're consumer friendly and they care about the people who are buying and playing their games. And they used up all that goodwill in less than a week. They are now back down in everybody's eyes. It doesn't matter how good they were before. Now they're the worst because they did, because of this.
Yeah, so I searched for CD Projekt Red just on Google while Gerald was pulling up the Xbox's refund policy. The top stories is from the New York Times. It's 19 hours ago, and it says, Cyberpunk 2077 was supposed to be the biggest video game of the year. What happened?
Yeah.
Like, that's what it will be remembered by.
Right.
Until The Witcher 4 comes out. To be honest, I don't even know how people like Cyberpunk. I don't even know if people like it, because the only thing you can read about it is how this is foobarred.
There's been some reviews, and the reviews have been generally good. But, yeah, I mean, those, you have to search for those reviews.
Yeah. It's not good.
Everything else is about this whole situation.
Not the game. I don't know if the game is good. This situation is not good.
Right, right.
And I don't know... You know, they've got hot fixes coming in. They've got patches coming in. I don't even know if it can be fixed.
I don't think it can be on PS4 and Xbox One. No. My understanding from what I read, like I said, is that the RAM, the processing power of the RAM, just isn't there to do what the game needs to do.
Yeah, this is a bad situation. Also, you said they made Vampire. They didn't make Vampire. So you might have been thinking about something else.
Oh, that was Don't Nod. Sorry.
Yeah. I don't want people to write in.
Yeah.
They pretty much make Witcher, Gwent, and Cyberpunk.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know why I thought they did Vampire.
I hate this for them. I hate this for the listeners. I hate this for anyone who's going to play the game. I hate this for you. You were excited about this game, and it was broken. And if you didn't buy the Stadia, you'd just be fucked.
I would just be fucked. You're right.
You could get your money back, but you can't play Cyberpunk.
Right.
You don't care about the $60 if you can play Cyberpunk.
You're right. And so I was lucky enough to be in a situation where I could take advantage of that Stadia deal. Not everybody is fortunate enough to be in that situation.
And for the first time in maybe a long time, Google actually seemed like a good guy.
Right.
It's like they knew it was fucked up and they were giving people. So here, I don't know if they can. They should do this again.
Yeah, run this deal again for people.
Run it again. Buy Cyberpunk, which isn't broken through us, and we'll give you one.
And I can attest that it is not.
Send in your copy of Cyberpunk, and we'll take $10 off that price.
It is a completely different experience on the Stadia than it is on the PS4. I can tell you that.
I assume that they went through the allotment that they had overstocked, which is why they ended the deal. But they absolutely should fire back.
Yeah, because it's supposed to run through the 24th, I believe.
Mm-hmm. But there are people now who can't play it, and that sucks. The part that sucks the most for everyone is that there are people who want to play this game that can't. And it's not about the $60. It's not about a refund, or it works fine on PC or other. It's not about any of that. It's about that they can't play the game they want to play.
Yeah, it's about, they kind of got screwed over.
Sucks.
Essentially.
So I don't want to spend any more time on that. Gerald, do you have thoughts on this?
I'm just glad I didn't get it.
Yeah. See, I mean, you'd be one of those people, you wouldn't have a place to play it.
Right.
If I bought it on PS4, that's where I want to play it.
Yeah.
I do kind of regret not getting the Stadia deal.
Yeah, me too.
You guys.
I don't need a second Stadia. I kind of want a second Chromecast, which is where my FOMO is. And I don't even care about Cyberpunk, but it was a good deal.
It was a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
You guys I don't think it was Gerald. I think it was Ryan. You just seemed a little doubtful when I ordered it on Sunday. I think your answer back was, wow, that was kind of fast.
Yeah, because you were like, I'm going to think it over, and like, I don't even know if we got finished with the podcast. Like, yeah, that's not really what I consider to be thinking it over.
But, well, if I hadn't have pulled the trigger, I wouldn't be playing Cyberpunk right now.
Yeah, as I said, right. It was a great decision now. You don't want to say 2020 because...
In hindsight?
Yeah, you don't say 2020 anymore because that sucks too.
Yeah. In hindsight, it was a great decision. Yeah. I'm very happy with the decision so far.
Still a bad decision when you made it. Doesn't change that. Great decision now. Bad decision when you made it. So I was playing, I've been playing through Man of Medan with friend of the show, Marshall 205.
Mm-hmm. So you guys were playing that?
Yeah. So this is funny for me because you and I played that game and we absolutely loved it.
Yes.
I've had nothing but good things to say about it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going back now and playing. So here, first off, I'm a moron and I couldn't remember who what character I picked to start it, and I picked the same fucking character.
Oh no.
So I'm actually playing through the same. Don't worry, he knows which character to pick when you guys play.
Okay.
But I played through the same storyline I played through with you, so I'm not actually seeing the things I didn't see.
Okay.
But there are different things happening.
I don't remember who I picked either, so.
He knows. I told him to remember. I think he wrote it down. He knows who to pick. Or who to tell you to pick. That game is kind of a glitchy mess. And
really?
I didn't realize it then. But after playing Little Hope, that game has some issues.
Huh.
And I felt compelled to tell everybody because I don't think we talked about that. And there are some issues. And I'm playing on a PS4 Pro. And there are still some issues. It is.
You were playing
on
the Pro then.
Correct. It's a little... So, I killed Fliss. For people that play the game, they know who Fliss is. I killed Fliss at a moment where I remember telling you that it glitched almost.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I'm playing the same storyline, when that same part came up, I was ready. Because I don't remember much about that game, but I remember me killing her was a mistake. Like, it was a glitch.
Right.
Like, I didn't hit the button prompt, but it, like, didn't have any time.
Right.
As I was ready this time, it hitched the same way, and you have, like, no time for that prompt. But I was ready, so I did it.
Oh, okay.
And then got to see a whole thing that we didn't see before.
Okay.
There's also some things that happened that we totally avoided that I didn't avoid this time. Not on purpose. Like, there's a moment early on where something happens where, because I do know what happens eventually, that is, like, mind-blowing.
Really?
Yeah, that I'll talk about off of here if you want to know about it. It won't ruin anything for you, but it might for Gerald if he ever plays it, and it will for anybody that's listening. It pretty much gives away the entire thing. But I was like, this is fucking cool because I didn't even know that that was a thing that could happen.
Huh.
Now, I will say that part of that's Howard and I are talking as we play through it. So he's kind of telling me what he sees.
Okay, see, we did not.
Right, which I believe is the better way to play that game. I don't think it's the best way to play Little Hope because you are, for the most part, together in Little Hope.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see outside of Little Hope doesn't actually... You could give the story away if you talk in Man of Medan.
Yes. Yes.
Not by you knowing something, but by you two putting your story together, there's too much information.
Figuring out what's going on. Yep. You figure out what's going on, yeah.
That game is still great, though. So I want to be clear. It's got some issues. The camera angles are funky. They're funky in Little Hope, too. That's not the part I have a problem with, but there's just some, like, hitches and some slowdown that I didn't remember through playing through it, but I bet I was just too excited to take a step back and really look at it. I'm going to guess we're about halfway, a little bit over halfway, and we have killed one character to this point.
Okay. How does Marshall 205 like the game?
He likes it a lot.
Really? Because like it's not really his style of
He's going to buy Little Hope.
Is he?
Yeah.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's going to buy Little Hope and wants to play through that with us as well. Well, it's super smart, too, because the more people that buy this, the more opportunities you have to play through the game where you just have to remember who you started with.
Right. Some of the decisions you made.
Yeah, well, because if you play through the second time and you start with the opposite character, you play the entire different line.
Right.
Which I thought
I guess in Little Hope it would be more about the decisions you made.
Yeah, the ones you make together, but there's still also a distinct line. I think I chose who to start with in Little Hope.
Yeah, no, you did. Yeah, you did.
You start not knowing the characters, but you choose who to start with. But it's definitely, I thought I had chosen correctly when I started, because here's what I did. I'm like, who would I have chosen? Because I didn't remember. I looked at the trophies. They don't tell me.
Right.
I'm like, who would I have chosen? I'm like, this is immediately the one I think about choosing, so I would have chosen that one. So I pick the other, and when it starts, I'm like, perfect. I don't remember any of this. Well, I don't remember anything. So it was like an hour and a half later when I realized this is exactly what I did before. But there are moments where we're together where he's picking different options.
Right, right.
I had a thing that happened up top that went different. When I say up top, but that doesn't make any sense anyway. I had a thing happen where I was separated from him that was different than how it went down with you and I when we played. Not totally different, but different.
Mm-hmm.
But
which is just what those games are supposed to do. That's how they play.
Yeah, but it's really fun to revisit it. I think the time off has done me well. I think when I finally finish that, and then you and him play through that, and then you finally finish it, when we play Little Hope, I think there'll be enough time between that as well.
Hmm.
This game, way more jump scares than Little Hope.
I remember Man of Medan. I remember that from playing Little Hope, that Man of Medan was much more jump scary. Yeah.
We had to take a break at one point for a friend of the show, Marshall 205. And he loves scary stuff. But you know that scared when like you laugh?
Yeah.
Like they hit him there.
Oh.
Like he was like, oh, and then he started like he busted out laughing. But it was that kind, and then he was like, I need to take a break and go to the restroom. And I was like, did you shit yourself? He was like, no, I just got to pee and I needed a second. And I'm like, okay. There's a lot of jump scares, more than I remembered.
Yeah, I remember there being more in Man Medan from playing through Little Hope.
Yeah. So Little Hope has them, but they are all the same for the most part in Little Hope. Well, the thing keeps happening in Little Hope, but it's the same jump scare every time it happens.
Yeah, and Little Hope, though, is... Like, Man of Medan is more of a, like a slasher slash horror game.
Yeah.
Where Little Hope is much more about the creepiness of the atmosphere and the psychological horror.
And I believe Little Hope to be a better game. Both in the story and execution.
The execution especially, I believe so. Yeah.
The story is weird. But the story in this is weird, too.
Yeah.
Little Hope feels replayable to me in a way that, going back through Man of Medan, knowing what I know about it, it's hard to replay even with a guy that doesn't have a memory.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's things that you learn where you're like, oh, well, shit. And so now when I look at everything, I'm not just looking at it with the unknown. So.
Right.
But yeah, I've thoroughly enjoyed that. I've had a great time with that. I just, while we were talking about glitchy stuff, I did want to say that because I don't think we ever said that going when we played
it. I don't think
it.
We did either. I think we just basically praised the game as awesome.
Yeah. Until Dawn also kind of hitchy and glitchy.
Uh-huh.
But I will say Little Hope, I don't think it was that way, but maybe it was too, and I'll let you know when we play through it the second time.
Yeah, I don't remember anything in that either. I just remember.
But here's one thing I do want to tell you. I fucking love these games.
Yeah, these games are great.
Love these games.
I love the two-player idea behind them, how they do it.
And I don't care if everyone else hates these games, because I love these games. And they're so good, and they're so fun. And I hate horror games, and I hate scary games, and they're so good.
It's different. It's different playing these horror games, these ones, when you're playing with somebody.
It's so good. It's so good.
It's so much different than playing a horror game on your own.
And the guy, the curator... He's fucking awesome. The setup is awesome. The way they present it is awesome. The way the games tie together is awesome. You can already see the third one. You could already see Little Hope when you finish Man of Medan.
Mm-hmm.
It's like such a beautiful little package. If they put out a nice set at the end, I may like rebuy all these and give these
rebuy
to someone.
Them all?
And give them to someone. Give the old ones to somebody I know that hasn't played them. Just to have like a nice little, that looks like a book or something I can slide. Like if they do a PS5 version.
Yeah.
I know that we've talked about it and we've beat that drum, but they're really special games. They're really like a highlight for me.
Yeah, I really, really enjoy them too. I like the fact I like the co-op experience they offer, because it's no other game really does. It's co-op, but it's almost like playing a single player game. Mm-hmm. While you're in the middle of co-op, it's so hard to explain. I can't explain it. Until you're a part of it, you experience it, I don't think you know. But this is like the perfect bridge for me for playing with others versus single player, because I prefer single player. I don't do a whole lot of multiplayer. But this is the perfect bridge for those. It like hits that perfect sweet spot of just enough co-op, but mostly single player.
Yeah. Now, Gerald, are you any more interested in these?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, good. You should be. Because if I get that book set that doesn't exist, I might be looking at you.
That's right.
If you get that set that I made up in my head.
His imaginary set that he made up in his mind.
Yeah. Well, they kind of did a little collector's thing where you could get both games now with like the steelbooks, and they kind of look like books on the outside. But I want like a we're finished with this collection.
Yeah, yeah. Like all three chapters in this book.
I think it's actually like 7 or 8 games planned.
Yeah, that's cool too.
I think it's a lot, yeah. But that means they're going to span onto Series X and PlayStation 5, which means I'm going to need a definitive PS5 collection when it's all said and done, where I can just have them all.
You will.
And they would look so good. You're correct. So, yeah, think if it like comes in like a big outer shell that looks like a book that says the Dark Pictures Anthology on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And you crack it open and all the discs are there. It's so beautiful. I wish I had got the Poppet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you said that.
Yeah. I like the atmosphere. I loved Until Dawn the same way. I loved The Inpatient. I just love these games. I think that Supermassive has taken an idea that already existed and really found, they really hit in their stride.
Yeah, and they found just enough different to do with it.
Yep. Like, no one's really doing horror in the way that they're doing it. Even Hidden Agenda was really good.
No one's doing...
which was them.
No one's doing multiplayer the way they are.
No. Can you make sure Hidden Agenda was them? I just said that real definitively, and now I don't know. I'm pretty sure that it's them. See that set up there? But I want, like, a full box set for everything, and I already had Man of Medan, so I didn't want to buy it. I think they made Hidden Agenda, which is a Playlink game that was on the PlayStation Store. You'll take that Dark Pictures anthology out, maybe. Can you just zoom in on that case and see if it says Supermassive? Cool. Doesn't say. I think it was them.
Supermassive Games, there it is.
Yeah. It was even really good. You could play with your phone, same idea, but much more of a detective vibe.
Right.
And it really focuses on like the shared movie night, which is a feature that you can do in Man of Medan and Little Hope.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to play these games, you need to play them in order. You need to play Until Dawn, then you need to play Man of Medan, then you need to play Little Hope. Not because they tie in, but because they get better.
They get progressively better.
Yeah.
Storytelling wise, control wise.
That's what I was telling Howard. I'm super glad that he started with Man of Medan, because I don't know. Playing Little Hope and going back to Man of Medan without any kind of nostalgia for it might be hard.
Yeah.
Based on the quality.
I can see that.
So we've talked about that for an incredibly long time.
Yeah, we did.
Real quickly, it was kind of a surprise to some people, but Among Us is out on Switch, which I think is a great place for it. It's $5. You can get it through the store. It wasn't even a part of a lot of new release lists, so just want to let people know in case they missed it and you didn't want to play on mobile PC or your tablet or whatever. And then Rocket League is added NFL pack. I got lots of feelings about this. I think it's cool. I also think it's pricey. But I'm mostly letting you know because for some reason it's going away on December 28th, so you only have till then to get it. So if you haven't played Rocket League, you're an NFL fan, you want these, don't miss out, because for some reason, it's only available to the 28th, and then it goes away off of the store.
I'll have to be sure to pass on that.
Well, here's where I think it's not expensive, because you get 32 skins. It is
expensive,
but you only
like one team.
Everyone's only going to use one.
But you only like one team.
Yeah, you're only going to use one.
Right.
So you pay $8 for basically one skin. Mm-hmm. It's also only for one car.
I hate that about Rocket League.
It's only for the Octane, whereas they could have made it for everything like they do a lot of skins. It's only for the Octane. There's no toppers or anything with it. It's just the skins.
Yeah,
no goal explosion, no boost. But I bought it.
You did buy it?
I did buy it.
Of course you did.
Now, the skins are cool, too. The Titan skins looks awesome. Looks awesome. You can wear it on red or blue, though, or orange or blue, which doesn't make sense because then the colors don't match. So, really, you can only use it on, like in my case, the blue team. Because if you use it on the orange team and your rest of your team's orange, you look blue like the other team. It's confusing. There's a lot of thoughts on it. I like a lot that Rocket League is doing right now. I don't like a lot that Rocket League is doing right now. So, same old Rocket League is what I'm telling you.
Makes sense.
Yep.
It's good to know things don't change, no matter how far long you stay away from them.
Yeah, yeah. Some things never change. Been playing a lot of it, though, so they're doing something right still. Been mixing in the Man of Medan on the nights where we don't feel like doing anything like that. And I played some Fall Guys Season 3.
Oh,
some
I
new
did see
levels
that
are totally new, and I wish that I had kept playing that game because I'm not as good at it now. But
yep.
I am interested. They put in like a ranking system now, like a season ranking system based on the amount of wins that you get and crowns that you earn. I think that's interesting. I would like to play that game more, but Howard hates it, so I don't know how much we'll actually get to play that together. He tries so hard to like that game, but he doesn't.
That's fine. I get it, man.
Yeah, you can just hear it in his voice.
I'm with him on that.
Did
I
not,
get it.
He's not a fan. Is that a lawnmower?
I told you the two games I played this week, so...
Yeah. I'm confused. Gerald's got a picture of a lawnmower pulled up for Rocket League.
That's a lawnmower.
That's somebody trying to be funny.
That's pretty sweet. That is somebody trying to be funny.
Yeah. Some asshole.
Except they're not.
It's kind of funny. Yeah. So that's the whole show, I guess.
That's it. Yeah.
We don't have anything to cover. Dan bought a Stadia that he didn't need but needs. Someone got me a PS5 that I have to pay for, but I don't have. Gerald, did you buy anything this week?
No, it was actually a bad week.
Oh. Well, I'm glad I squeezed that in here at the end.
Yeah. Man, good job.
If I cared more, I'd edit that right out. The vibe got weird here at the end. To try to pep things back up, I will thank our supporters over at patreon.com/GameStitch. Friend of the show, Zach. Friend of the show, Thomas. And friend of the show, Mike.
Yep, we got his name this week.
Friend of the show, Mike. Thank you for emailing us, giving us a little bit of backstory. We love all three of you. You are good humans, as far as we know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm a fairly decent judge of character, so I think you're all right from the little bit I've...
Right.
Talked and chatted and
yeah,
so we'll go with that.
Yeah.
I would
be willing to give you a job reference, but maybe not willing to sleep in a bedroom in your home.
Okay.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, I think the kind of way I'm thinking of it is I would be willing to give you a job reference. However, not at my place of employment.
Right. Not for here because I don't know you like that. Okay? I don't know you.
I think that's probably the best way to put it.
I wanted to make it clear, though, I couldn't stay at anyone's home right now.
COVID. You can never stay in anyone's home. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's true. I've known Gerald for 300 years, and I wouldn't sleep at his house unless I had to. And it's
he hasn't even been to my house.
It's true. Never even been to Gerald's house. Dan could probably find it quicker than I could. Who's also never been to Gerald's house.
I've never been there either.
I like to be at my home.
I've been to Ryan's house, though.
Yeah. I've been to Dan's home once. Dan's old home.
More than once. You've been to my home more than once.
Was I there more than once? Just really living.
You've been
on the
there.
Edge
you were inside once.
Yeah, really living on the edge back then.
You went inside once, yeah.
I went inside once. I brought your PS4 over.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Long time ago. See how long we've been doing this show?
That's a long time.
Yeah. Because we talked about it on this show.
I know we did.
A long ass time ago. But yeah, I don't like to stay anywhere. So don't take it personal. And if you need a job reference, jot me down. I don't give a shit. Tell me what I need to know about you and what you want them to know about you.
The thing, there are very few jobs still left out there where people actually call your references.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Now, here's the thing. This is not for the Patreon people. We love you. Anyone, though, just if you're listening. Don't put someone down as a reference if they don't know, even if you like those people a lot.
Right. Always tell them that, hey, is it all right if I put you down as a reference?
Right. I've been doing a show with Dan for 9,000 years. I put him down as a reference. I let him know.
Yeah.
It's the right thing to do because it gets weird when someone calls you and you're like, I'm uncomfortable. I don't even know what you're asking about.
Right. Plus, sometimes you got stories you got to get straight, you know.
Yeah, right. I need to, give me some, like, what kind of vibe am I going for here? Am I upset? Am I happy? Do I like you? Do I not like you? Like, I want to know, you know, how to hit the role. Because I like to really.
I say you got called for a reference for me.
Yeah, yours was the most bizarre reference I've ever had to give. For new list, Gerald's a cop, and they,
like I said, for most jobs,
they really get into it.
Yeah, they do.
Like, really get into it. Like, questions that, like, they want to know about his character. I probably said I would stay at his house, if that's what you're asking.
Which, if you knew me, means a lot.
Yeah. I can, you know, if like you were saying, if I know the backstory, like if I know what I need to hit, I can hit it. I can be very convincing.
That's what it's all about, is knowing what you're going for.
But I want to make
sure.
What story
you need to get straight.
Yeah. I want to make sure that our enthusiasm lines up. So, yeah. I got a call from someone this week that was asking about someone who had worked for me. With me, however you like that to be said. For me, I don't like how that sounds, but that's what happened. But they didn't tell me they were putting me as a reference. So guess what? I was real honest. They probably didn't get that job. They probably didn't get it. Also, the person that called me, if you're calling about the reference, identify yourself and who you work for. They never would tell me who they work for.
Huh.
And they said, but would you recommend this person? I said, I don't know what you do. So I can't recommend... Nor not recommend this person for your role.
Right.
They said, but would you recommend them? I'm going to go now. I don't like how this is. I don't like how this feels.
Yeah, you're obviously not listening to me.
Yeah. Martha, I can't answer that question. Maybe they got that job. Maybe they didn't. Sorry if you didn't. And if you listened, shout out to you. All you had to do was tell me.
Right.
Could have been the best employee. Could have come up with a story. Yep. Yeah, but really, I can't give anything. I mean, all I can say is, you know, I don't know. So, corporate, if you're listening, I didn't violate any policies.
That's right.
Because I don't know.
Well done.
Yeah, I feel like I covered myself really well in that whole story.
You did?
Yeah. Also, my name's Ted.
Took care of business. No, you can't do that. No.
What? I thought we could invent a whole backstory.
No.
I'm Ted from Costco.
But not your name. We covered that at the beginning of the show.
That was a fake name that I used.
You
for
can't
the show.
Respect.
Show name.
You can no respect points.
No, it's a we show name. That. People use show names in entertainment all the time. We covered that with Vin Diesel. His name's like Mark or something that I already forgot.
Okay, Ted.
Marty. Yeah, there you go. Is that what I said? Oh, I can't even keep my shit straight. Is that the fake name?
See,
I picked?
This is why you need to make the phone call.
Someone help me. Is this a fake name? Yeah, I'd be the worst at having like an alter ego because I'd be like, what'd I pick?
What was that? Right.
Did you say your name was Jim? I don't know. Did I say my name was Jim? I'm not being an asshole. I can't remember. I feel like you'd be good at it.
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, I could remember my fake name.
Yeah. I always have to go with Lance Hardwood because it's the only thing I can remember.
Which, it's a dead giveaway that that's a fake name is the problem.
It's a good name, though. Sometimes the best fake names they're outlandish like that, so you're like, there's no way that's real, but it has to be real because why would you use that if you're making one up? Because it sounds fake.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald,
there are people
name?
That dumb that would just make up that bad fake name.
What's your fake name, Gerald?
My dick hurts.
That was pretty obvious too. Because it's got my dick in the front.
Right. Like, that doesn't even have a first name in it.
Yeah. You could be Lou
when I was younger.
Is that like Cher?
When I was younger, what was that?
Or Madonna?
Yeah.
No.
My
when
dick
I was
hurts.
Younger, it was Steve from Colorado.
Steve from Colorado. That sounds like you're calling into a show. I like that.
I know.
Hey, it's Steve from Colorado. First time, long time. How are you guys doing?
No, because you go to spring break and you go to like Panama City or whatever. And
you identify yourself as a first name and a location only in case someone ends up pregnant or dead.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. I understand that move. Hmm. Why Colorado?
That's the first state we thought of.
Gotcha. You could have been.
I was like, what state could we be from? I was like, oh.
So that's the thing we all did then, huh?
Yeah. Jerry, Milwaukee, how are you? That's what you got to do.
No, I was. In those situations that he's talking about, my name, my go-to was, my name's David Westerberg, but my friends call me Chooch.
Oh. Really? I just told people I was Ryan from Tennessee. Because I wasn't going to commit any kind of felonies.
No, my fake name was David Westerberg.
Westerberg.
My friends call me Chooch.
Yeah, I don't have any fun names like that. Because I can't remember. Can't keep shit. I'd be the worst at that. I can't keep shit straight.
You would be the worst at it.
I just have to go with whatever you think I said. What do you think I said? Let's
just
do that.
Just call me whatever you want. It doesn't matter. I answer to pretty much everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ryan be walking down the street and people just yell at a name. He just turn around. What?
Just in case. Did I tell someone that?
There you go. Just in case.
Just in case. Can't use that. That hits too close to home. Real name's Justin. Just gave that away. I want when we get done with this show, I want people to be like, I don't know if Ryan is his name or not.
Everybody knows Ryan's your name.
Or is it? I've been playing it that hard this whole time.
No, because you've proven you can't play it that hard because you can't fucking remember anything.
Or is that all part of the story?
No, because we've commented on how you can't remember anything.
I spent eight years, however long we've been on here, just building up this...
And this is not part of his backstory that we came up with.
This
he really can't remember anything.
This whole show has been fake. It's all been to create the second character. This is a 7-year-long social experiment. I'm thinking about getting a loan in this name.
It's gone well.
Yeah. Get married under this name, have some kids under this name.
Okay.
You could just listen to the show, you know? Clearly, I'm real. Fake people can't do shows. Right, Gerald? If that really is your name.
You said I'm a cop, so...
My dick hurts.
My dick hurts from Colorado.
My dick hurts from Jersey. How are y'all? I'm Lou Sasshole from Virginia.
Yeah, good old Lou. I'm still friends with that motherfucker just because.
Loose asshole.
I've never played another game with him, but.
It's a good name. God. It's a good name, Lou. Sweet Lou.
Sweet Lou Sasshole.
Patreon.com/GameStitch if you want to support us over there. You can tell us whatever your fake name is. And Thomas. Zach and Mike, if you want to let us know what your fake names are, we'll shout them out next week.
Yes, we'll shout out your fake names. I really want to hear this. I hope this is fun.
Be better than Gerald's, though.
Yeah, don't be my dick hurts from Colorado.
My dick hurts is not a... My dick, is I guess, is your first thing. I don't know any my dicks.
I don't either.
That's the problem. You need something that people at least...
I do know that hurts is spelled H-E-R-T-Z.
Yep.
Hurts is fine, but my dick hurts. You know, my dick
is
really...
My dick is not really... My dick is the one that gets me.
You could be like Richard Hurts, like Dick Hurts.
Right.
But you can't squeeze the my in.
I don't know. It's M-I-D-I-C.
It's...
I don't know my dicks like that, though.
That's how I spell it.
You could be Mr. Richard Hurts.
Hurts.
So Mr. Dick Hurts.
Or you could just be... You might as well take the Mr. off and just be Dick Hurts.
You could just be Lance Hardwood. Which is good and rememberable.
All right, wrap it up. We got to go.
Oh, I heard from Garrett, this friend of the show, longtime friend of the show, Garrett, this week. Sounds like he's doing good.
Yeah, he is doing good.
So,
I keep in touch with him.
Yeah. Look at you being a community outreach specialist.
I don't know, right on the resume. That far.
You need me to say that to somebody? I will.
No. that is not my title.
He's been running, our community outreach for the last, I guess, 7-8 years now.
It actually explains a lot.
I like to assemble the three of the worst people at marketing and social media and just and form like a show and then wonder why our fan base doesn't grow rapidly. That's what another social experiment we're running.
Yeah, it's just something we're trying.
It's a real Truman Show of a podcast we crank out each and every week. Dan's the only one that didn't know it wasn't real until today. I don't even post these. We just record them and I just delete them right after.
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah. I haven't posted one in 6 years. Gerald, you have closing thoughts?
I'm not a cop.
I'm not a cop.
Usually that's exactly what a cop would say.
Right.
So I don't know what you want me to do with that. Usually you bust in right when I call you a cop and say you let it ride.
He's not having it today, though.
Yeah, he let it ride. But anyone that quit listening before this moment might still think that you are a cop.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are. Dan, you have closing thoughts?
It's true. I do not.
All right. I don't either.
Have a good holiday, everybody.
Yeah. Let's just do some real-time talking here. Are you going to be on next week's? Is next week's when you're gone?
I'll be on next week's. It's the week after I won't
okay,
be on.
So we'll do game of the year stuff next week. Swellness okay. stuff. Because we forgot. We didn't forget. But we forgot.
I was just waiting for the producer to let me know what the deal was.
Yeah, Gerald.
Or so, you.
What?
Not a cop.
No.
There you go, you guys.
I'm trying to get one of them the whole show. Couldn't get one. Can't force it. So, yeah, next week we'll do our Swellness Award stuff. Might look a little different because 2020 is fucked. But we'll try to do that next week. So the three of us will be doing some game of the year categories for our Swellness Awards. And then that should close out 2020.
That's right. That'll finish her up.
Take it out behind the barn and just put it out of its misery.
And hope 21 doesn't say, hold my beer.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that'll be the plan for next week. So if you're expecting a normal show, that's 2 weeks in a row with no normal show. Sorry. I don't know what normal is anymore. So
it's all good.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out. We'll get it figured out. Don't worry. It'll all be good.
Yep. I'm Mark Chode signing off.
There you go. This is David Westerberg, but my friends call me Chooch. Good night.
Skip Brunsworth. I like real phone ones. It sounds super fake. All right. Good night.
Good night.
See you, my dick.
Ha ha ha.